Responsibility for airport baggage screening officially will shift from the private sector to the federal government on Sunday. Passengers aren't supposed to notice, but it's a major undertaking. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
It will actually take more than a year for the federal government to implement the Aviation and Transportation Security Act, which was passed last fall. Deputy Secretary of Transportation Michael Jackson says Sunday's takeover is just one milestone in that process.
This transition is not intended to be a dramatic event in terms of the public's perception, but it is a very significant event in our work towards bringing enhanced security to America's aviation system.
Despite the change this weekend, the same screeners will continue to confiscate your nail scissors and poke through your belongings. And the same companies that have managed or mismanaged security for the airlines will remain in place. But those firms will now report to the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, at least until the government can train and hire 30,000 screeners. The TSA will be using stricter hiring standards. And according to Richard Ferris of the Office of Personnel Management, that means some current screeners will be getting bad news.
First thing that happens is probably all the non-U.S. citizens are going to be told thanks for flying Delta and goodbye.
Ferris is in charge of background checks for all the screeners. They have to be U.S. citizens and they have to have a very clean record.
We run their name against our database of previously completed investigations. We run it against the database over at the Department of Defense. Send out written vouchers or inquiries to former employers, educational institutions, neighbors, and local law enforcement agencies, and do a credit search.
Screeners who get through that process can apply to get their jobs back. If they're accepted, they also face more rigorous training requirements, 40 hours in the classroom instead of 12, and 60 hours of on-the-job training. That is, once the Transportation Security Administration develops tests and a training curriculum. They're still working on that. The government hopes that all this scrutiny will lead to a tougher screening system. Attorney Kenneth Quinn represented some of the security companies in their battle to stay in this business, and he says something will also be lost in this transition.
A lot of these security companies have been dealing with very sophisticated, high-threat environments overseas, places like Belfast and Tel Aviv. And I think there is a concern that if there's a prohibition on non-U.S. companies in providing aviation security, ultimately, we're going to lose some of those valuable lessons learned.
Screeners have gotten much of the attention, but the new security agency faces many more challenges. Some airport managers may have to move walls around in order to plug security holes. The TSA will eventually hire its own police force, as well as other employees who can help look for suspicious passengers. And there's public perceptions to worry about. Some passengers have been complaining that screeners get too aggressive when they swipe that metal-detecting wand over passengers. TSA head John McGaugh says his people need to go through each airport and scrutinize the entire layout.
Where is that area? While you're being patted down or examined by the wands, can you see your valuables? Where are your valuables? If we ask you to take your shoes off, do we have chairs for you to put them back on and shoehorns?
This weekend's transition is supposed to be seamless, but it marks one of the biggest changes in the federal government since last fall's attacks, the addition of a federally run security apparatus that Americans will see every time they fly. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.